All right, let's talk about something called vape pens. They look just like e-cigarettes, but they are for vaporizing marijuana. They are smoke-free, mostly odorless, and they've become very popular among marijuana users. One problem with a vape pen, it can be hard to know just how strong the effect will be when someone takes puffs from it. Reporter Miles Bryan explains.
It's a hot, windy afternoon outside the 420 Treehouse Medical Marijuana Lounge in Los Angeles, and Aggie Carmelita and Cesar Perez are getting stoned.
I don't know if you're going to be able to hear anything.
The vape pen that Carmelita and Perez are sharing doesn't seem like something you would use to get high. It's sleek and black and looks more at home in an Apple store than a head shop. Carmelita says that's kind of the point.
You know, it's convenient for something to take to, like, a movie theater or an amusement park or a concert, you know, where you're not necessarily supposed to be smoking a joint or having a pipe or something like that.
On the website Leafly, the Yelp of the pot world, one out of three reviews are about vaping marijuana. And while vape pens are discreet, they can also be strong, like really strong. Here's Perez.
I tried it about 4 years ago, and it was life-changing.
Vape pens are usually loaded with hash oil, which can have many times more of the psychoactive chemical THC than the average joint. A battery-powered heating element vaporizes the oil, which is then inhaled. Perez says he first tried hash oil with a friend who worked at a pot dispensary.
So I go to his shop. He's like, hey, come here and try. You want to try some concentrates? I'm like, yeah. After taking that hit, it felt like I smoked 20 joints.
Hash oil is correctly referred to as the crack cocaine of marijuana.
That's John Lovell. He's the spokesperson for the California Narcotic Officers Association, which is supporting a bill here in the Golden State that would ban medical hash oil. Lovell says that the stealthiness of vape pens can be dangerous.
When you come up to someone, all you see is someone smoking on an e-cigarette. You can put yourself at risk.
But not everyone is convinced that a future of vaping marijuana is such a bad thing.
If we're going to deliver cannabis by lung, it's going to be vaporization, not smoking.
Mark Kleiman teaches marijuana policy and law at UCLA. He says that vaping will probably replace smoking marijuana in the long run. But Kleiman says right now, there's a problem.
A puff of cannabis is not standard the way a drink is standard, right? If you've had three beers, you know how much beer alcohol you've had. If you've had three hits, you don't know anything about how much cannabis you've had.
Which means, Kleiman says, you might get more stoned than you want to be. Back outside the 420 Treehouse Lounge, Perez and Carmelita say that whether it's alcohol or marijuana, it's really just about knowing your tolerance.
Some people just go all out and take 50 shots, you know?
Yeah.
And then some people take one or two shots, and then that's how they learn. Some people take one or two hits, and some people just smoke the whole pen, you know?
But vaping might not always require such trial and error. Colorado and Washington will both soon require the testing and labeling for potency of all marijuana products. For NPR News, I'm Miles Bryan.